Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swain. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, and also the optional memorials of St. Adalbert and St. George. Father will reflect today on today's gospel from St. John. The Feast of the Dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Father.
So there's a pointed question that the Jews asked Jesus in today's gospel, which is, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. It's a very bold question to ask our Lord. And he answers with this response where our Lord Jesus says, "I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me." So let's break that down. I was sitting there wondering, like, well, I mean, I get it, because our Lord has been saying things like, I am the bread of life. I am the vine. You are the branches. Actually, he didn't say that yet. But he said, I am the door. You know, he's used many, many images. But can we say he plainly said, "I am God"? Well, he did say, "I am," which is pointing to that he is divine. But we'll set that aside. But he's been telling people all along, is, look at what I can do and believe that I am who you think I am. And have faith in my works. And I think we ourselves, you know, before we beat up these Jewish followers who question Jesus, I think we and ourselves can go through periods of time in prayer where we can doubt, maybe not obviously not God's divinity or Jesus' divinity, but maybe his love for us, his care for us. Is he with us in our struggles? And sometimes we can be like unbelieving sheep that are unable to see clearly that he is indeed working in our life, and he is doing things to our life. He is working, shall we say, minor miracles in our life, but we are unwilling to see that because we're so focused on something other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And, so we could ask questions like, how do I really know you love me, that you will keep your promises? Can I really trust you? Just tell me plainly and I will believe. Show me something, you know. And, you know, our Lord, I think, should respond in a similar way as he did to the Jewish people. Like, well, look what I've done so far in your life. And how come you still don't trust me? How come you still don't believe in me and my plan for you? So I think we ourselves, we have to, stop looking for, asking, and seeking proof of his love. Doesn't mean we can't turn to the Lord and ask him to help me. But I think really it's, Lord, help me to truly believe you're working in my life and that you are God. You know what you're doing. Your divine providence will conquer, at the end. But help me have the faith and strength to see your will, and more importantly, to do it. So once again, you know, I think like the Jewish people saw signs, we too, if we reflect deeply, we can truly say, you know, God has done incredible things in our lives, you know, through our life. But sometimes it's just not enough. You know, I mean, how many miracles does it take for us to really believe that Christ is truly our Lord and Savior? God bless.